So I just landed back in Oregon after about a week, a little less than a week in Dallas, Texas, at a mastermind event. And I'll update you guys on what that mastermind event was about sometime. But it was with Investor Fuel. Great, great, great people. And probably three quarters of the people in that room, high-level investors, were Carrick customers. So I had an amazing chance to connect to them and see what they're doing with Carrick. It's cool seeing what they're doing with Carrick. A bunch of them are bringing in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of leads. Tons of deals are done. And these people are just out there crushing. It's really, really cool. So what I want to talk about right now is we were recently awarded with something pretty darn cool. And I want to talk about the power of visualization. I want to talk about the power of intention. I want to talk about the power of putting something out in the world and actually visualizing it happening before it happens. Now, I know this sounds kind of woo-woo-y. And back when I first started kind of getting into personal growth and visualization, it was probably 2007. And before that, I'd always been skeptical of it. I always thought that's for people who need help. That's for people who you know, need fixing or things are broken. Like, you know, self-help or personal growth wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. And one year, like I said, I think it was 2007, amazing family friend and business mentor, Jack, who I was doing a lot of work for, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunities that he gave me early on as an entrepreneur. He walked into the desk I was working at in his office, and he plopped this big old three-ring binder on my desk. And this three-ring binder was like a three-inch thick three-ring binder of this PDF that he had his assistant print out on paper and put in the three-ring binder. And on the cover of it, it said Master Key System. This is the Master Key System. I think it was by a guy named Charles F. Hanel or something like that. And it was written way back 1920-something, early 1900s, around there. And if you've ever read Think and Grow Rich, this is kind of like the master degree, the master key, the master system of Think and Grow Rich. And what it really taught me was that power of visualization, was the power of harnessing your mind's thoughts and putting in thought the things that you want in your life before they actually happen. And once again, as I'm driving right now away from the airport heading home, we talked a little bit about at the mastermind and also the last several weeks about one of those things in particular that came true for me and came true for Carrot years ago when I never ever had a clue how it would happen. 2010, I wrote my very first life list, and I did a podcast episode. Go find it somewhere. I'm not good at the podcast episode numbers, y'all. Go find it somewhere in there. Go to iTunes, go to Spotify, go to Stitcher, wherever you're going to be listening to. Go to carrotcast.com and find it. But there's one on creating a life list. And I created my first life list in 2010. And all I did was I sat down and wrote all the things I wanted to do, be, feel, experience, see, all those things. You know, what did I want my life to look like? And what are those events or experiences or things that I wanted to be, experience, do, go, you know, the whole thing. And one of those things I put on there was get a company on the Inc. 500 or 5,000 list. And when I was working with Jack, his company made, I think it was 12 or 1300, maybe 1500 on the Inc. 500, 5000 list. And that's the list of fastest growing companies in America. And there's millions of companies in America. I don't remember what the exact number is, but there's millions of companies in the United States. And you don't have to be a new company in order to make that list. You just have to be a company that's growing fast over a period of, I think it's 3 years or 4 years. What's your average growth rate over that period of time? And when Jack had made that list, I always thought it was a really impressive and just cool achievement, because when you're able to grow a company like that, it means you've really matched and provided value to the market. You've really done something that attracts people to that business, both team members and customers. And I just always wanted to grow a company that made that type of an impact on people. So that was 2010. Fast forward. Carrot wasn't even a glimmer in my eye. I had no clue how I'd ever grow a business that could grow that fast. At that time, I had a publishing company and was doing some consulting on the side, and we were doing good. Well, we were definitely doing good financially, and things were pretty decent, making low six figures, maybe mid six figures a year. The company in general probably did $600,000 or $700,000, but I had a business partner, so we splitted things, and then you have expenses. So I was probably making $125,000-$150,000 a year as a mid-20-something-year-old, which is pretty darn good. I'm very grateful for that. But I had no paradigm. I had no picture, had no clear example of how I was going to do that. Was it going to be in the publishing world? Was it going to be in real estate? You know, was it going to be in software. By that time, I'd invested in my first software company with my buddy Chris Brisson. And Chris is still an amazing friend. Him and his family came out here to Oregon. They live in Delray Beach, Florida. They came out here and spent a few days with us. And it was so much fun connecting with him. But I invested in his software company, Calloop. And Calloop was a text message marketing company. And it had some rough years, but they repositioned the company about 2 years ago. And they're blowing up now with a product called Sales Message. So if you are looking for a way to do two-way text message with your teams and your clients, so basically you can do it all inside of an online application or your app. And if you want to text message your clients, if you're a car lot owner, if you're a real estate investor, real estate agent, or, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, go check out salesmessage.com. It's blowing up. The reason I bring that up is that was kind of what I thought that those companies were going to be. And Automize, another software company I had started with Chris. Well, Automize didn't end up working out. That one went out of business about a year in. Great concept. We just couldn't make it work. I think we were too much alike. We were too much alike with our skill sets, and we didn't really realize how to build out those integrators, how to build out the people who can get the things done that we're not great at. To take these ideas, because we're both idea and visionary guys, to take these ideas and execute them and grow them. So that business didn't work. But after that, once again, I just kind of had this goal out there, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm ever going to achieve this. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I see other people doing it, and I'm pretty sure it's possible for me. And then Carrot came along. Even when Carrot started, we never had the intention of growing it fast. When Carrot started, we never had the intention of growing it into a multi-million dollar company. When Carrot got started, our only intention, y'all, was to grow a product that helped people. And we said, okay, can we just do this really, really well? And then year two, it was all about, well, shoot, I think this is working. This is working pretty good. This skill set that I have had for years and years and years, we're feeding into this product to help get better results and better ROI and better performance for our clients with their online marketing. It's working pretty good. So year two, it was like, man, can we make this the best in the world at what we do? Can we make this the best in the world at what we do? And if you notice, I knew it was never at the start of starting Carrot ever thinking about this is going to be an Inc. 500, 5,000 list company. I never thought it was going to be one of the fastest growing companies in America. Never did. Never had the intention of it. Never crossed my mind. All that we were thinking about was delivering a product that helped people, delivering a product that was so good that we could be the best in the world at something. And when you do something that you truly are the best, when you do something where you strive to be the best, not just good enough, not just doing it and doing it okay, but being the best at what you can do, some crazy things happen. When you're the best, people start talking about you. When you're the best at what you do and when you strive to be the best at what you do, people notice it. When you're the best at one thing, one or two things, it really opens up a lot of doors. When you're the best, it means you went deep. You didn't give up. You didn't go wide, but you went deep on something. And one of the biggest mistakes I see people make, and I made this many, many times in my previous companies, is I went too wide with things. I didn't go deep enough on the things that I was good at. We tried this, and we tried this, and we tried this, and we tried this, and we did this, and they all did okay, but none of them did great. And when you go wide and not deep, you don't give yourself the chance to really catch true momentum. You don't give yourself a chance to catch true momentum because everything is kind of half-assed. Everything is almost as good as it could be, but never as good as it could be. And as soon as we said we're going to be the best in the world at something, and we're going to build an amazing team, we're going to go out there and make a difference in people's lives, and we're going to go out there and empower entrepreneurs and amplify entrepreneurs so you can do more of what makes your heart sing, so you can go out there and really make an impact. And we're going to add humanity to business again so we live by an example so other businesses can do the same. Because when this world is having humanity ripped away from us, everyone has their faces stuck in cell phones, kids are walking around with video games all the time, everyone gets distracted by social media, myself included. When all of this is happening to remove humanity from our daily lives, you walk into McDonald's or whatever it is and you order on a machine now, not in front of a person in many spots. A lot of companies are adding automation and removing the human touch. We're like, we don't want to do that. And so as soon as we set out to do these things, to change the world, to be the best at something, to provide something that added so much value, we grew really, really fast. And so proud of our team that we made 699 on the list, the 699th fastest growing company in America. And we're the number one fastest growing software company in the state of Oregon. And that's pretty darn cool, given that we're a company from Roseburg, Oregon, a town of 25,000 people, a town that shouldn't have the fastest growing software company in Oregon. That should be in Portland. It's in Roseburg. You know, it's a town that shouldn't have the 699th fastest growing company in America and the top 100 fastest growing software company in America in Roseburg, Oregon. Those should be in San Francisco. Those should be in Portland. That's what everybody says. So what else can you go out there and tackle? What dreams can you write down and can you become convicted on that you really, really want to make happen someday? But you need to write them down. You need to get them on that life list. You need to get them on the wall. You need to believe them first. What dreams can you write down? And I just encourage you to visualize it. Because even when I wrote that down, I had no clue how it was going to happen. I had no clue when it was going to happen or if it would ever happen. But I visualized it happening. I visualized what the team, the company would potentially look like. I didn't know what kind of company it was, but I knew what I wanted the company to feel like. What's the feel that the company had? What are the people that I'd love to work with as customers? What are the team members that I'd love to attract? And then once the opportunity came up for Carrot and just the timing was right so I could focus on something and focus on being great at something myself, you know, how can I just be the best that I can possibly be? And then how can we build this company into the best that it possibly can be? And how can we serve our industry and our clients and the world the best that a business can serve? And then things happen. So write down, visualize, go out there and put intention in the world on what you can be great at. And we want to support you. We want to support you here at Carrot. We want you to make an impact in this world. We want you to have freedom, flexibility, grow those finances, and make that impact. And hit us up if we can help you. If you're a real estate investor, real estate agent, obviously we can help you with our product, right? Obviously we can help you with our product. So if you're not getting the results that you want to get with Carrot, reach out to us, y'all. Reach out to our support. Head on our weekly coaching calls that we have for our Content Pro and Advanced Marketer members. Get on those coaching calls. That's where we can coach you through to success. Hop on our webinars. Go through our training. All the tools that those people that I met in Dallas, Texas, that are all crushing it, all the tools that they had are the same tools you have at your disposal within the Carrot ecosystem. Just write down the intention. Visualize your success. Visualize the way you want it to feel. Visualize the way you want your work to be. Visualize the team you want to build. Visualize the impact you want to make. Visualize how you want that business to serve you and how that business can serve your community in the world. And then wait and make it happen and see it happen. All right, I'm going to go grab some lunch. I am starving. Had all day of flights from Dallas and then to Salt Lake City. Now I'm in Eugene, Oregon right now. I'm going to grab some lunch and hit the road. But we love y'all. We love you guys. Business is hard sometimes. And I think the toughest part of business is honestly figuring out when and what you're going to be convicted about changing. When and what you're going to be convicted about being the best at. What are you going to be convicted about not being, like, I don't want to be mediocre at stuff. Don't start a business with the intent on joining the industry. Don't start a business with the intent on being okay or doing a few deals or doing a few transactions or growing a nice little business. I'm not saying you have to grow a big business. I'm saying you should join something. You should start a company because you want to be the best at it. All right. Have an amazing rest of the week, y'all. Hopefully this kind of inspired you a little bit. Do some visualization yourself. And also, I just want to share that win with you because it's so fun and so amazing when something you visualized for years, when you had no clue or concept or roadmap or plan or even mentor to help you through that, the things happen. 699 on the Inc. 5000 list. That's pretty darn cool. We're celebrating it back home, and we appreciate you being a part of the journey.